Mackay and the Wit Sundays, only way to wake up.
I can't get enough because it fits so right.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Got what I'm looking for.
G'day everyone, welcome to the Jay and Dave podcast, special edition this one.
Oh,
because
it's all about the balls, right?
It is all about the balls.
And how they drop.
Yes, the giant drop.
The giant drop, that is. No, not a dream world. But here in Mackay with Sunday, somebody will win $5,000 cash.
Yep, so Adam Spencer, the celebrity physicist, he's going to be on the show on this podcast, and also some celebrity impersonations too. From everyone that called through, and we'll put a couple of those people into that giant drop too.
Yeah.
Here's the podcast.
Good times with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Live from Triple M Towers on Victoria Street.
Mackay and the Wit Sundays, Triple M.
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday morning. A little overcast at times today, 25 degrees, pardon me. Is the top tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25. You know, we're just talking about the, before the break there, the giant drop.
Oh, yeah, the $5,000 could go to one lucky person.
Oh, yeah, well, it is going to go to one lucky person. It's guaranteed to go off.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed, yeah.
So the ball that gets closest to the mark when we drop them on June 25 will win the cash. Thanks to Anything Environmental in Paget. Now, I've got to ask a question.
Yeah.
Where can we test the balls to drop?
Oh, of course.
Mackay Showground, very busy at the moment because, yeah, you know, Mackay Regional Show's rolling into town soon and
yeah,
we don't want to take up space. So if we could test it somewhere else just to see how the balls will go when we drop them from a height.
That's actually a good idea. That's something we didn't think about.
Nope.
That was silly of us.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's leave it up to everyone else. 133353.
I thought about Rowellen Park. Because there's actually a big tower,
yes,
out there. Like
the mountain bike track, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lookout there. There.
Yeah.
Like, it's massive. You climb up these big stairs.
Yeah, right. Oh, stairs.
133353. Where can we test these balls? Just to give them some sort of idea of how they're going to go when they hit the ground.
Yeah. We'll have the super slow-mo camera,
yeah,
ready to go, just in case, to make sure we know which way the football's going to bounce, and cricket ball and tennis ball. And All right, 133353, give us a call.
I still think the plastic ball is the way to go, but each to their own. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. Jay and Dave for breaking this morning.
The thing is, we need to test these balls out,
yes,
and how they drop. Mm. 133353.
From a height, that is.
Yeah, so we need a suggestion. We can't go out to the showgrounds. Obviously, they've got a lot of stuff going on. Mm. We'd have to hire the crane to start with, yeah, and that's we're already hiring the crane.
We just want to see how it's going to flow before we move that event into the showgrounds. 133353.
Chris in Wargason, mate, have you got a suggestion on where we can test these balls?
John Breen Park.
John Breen, okay, yeah.
Has that got a place where we can throw them from? Like a rooftop?
Yeah, you could get up on top of a taller box.
The rotunda's there. Oh, well, no, not that we're encouraging that.
Well, yeah.
I'm not climbing up there. Flat out climbing the stairs here at work.
Okay. That was a good suggestion, though, Chris. Thank you very much.
133353.
We'll go to Janelle and Kamala. Where should we drop these balls?
Maybe from, like, Harrop Park, or is that too wet to be on their oval?
Oh, that is good, actually, yeah. Because they got the grandstand there and also the top of the country club itself.
I feel like we need to drop the balls onto grass. Do you agree, or do you think it should be cement?
No, grass. I did make an idea that you could drop it on my cane farm and I get sort of like an extra entry then.
Oh, that's shifty.
You know what? We have been bribed so many times from people wanting to get a free entry in there. That's not a bad suggestion, actually. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
No worries, guys.
Have
Thank
a good day.
You.
See you, bye. All right, let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Here's what you're saying so far.
Plenty of sports fields around Mackay. Maybe Magpie Sporting Club. That's what Bevan was saying.
Maybe.
Karen says BB Prince Stadium. Oh, that's good, because they've actually got an area where you can actually drop the balls from, too.
Yeah, right.
That's actually pretty good.
Did you say Caneland?
No, I didn't. Who said that?
Samantha says Caneland Car Park, where the multi-story cars overlap the old one.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not too bad at all. 133353.
To West Mackay, Scott, mate, where should we drop these balls from?
Mate, down at Paxton's Market. It's got a roof. It's got a concrete floor. Keeps out of the weather. Yeah. Lovely view.
You can throw it over into the water and see how they drop into the water.
No, because then we have to go and fetch. Remember that time we had that big rubber ducky race down the Piney River and we nearly lost the old mayor at the time, former mayor, Deirdre Comerford.
That's right.
I was in the life-saving boat with her and she nearly fell in. I had to grab her by the pants to keep her in.
You were a hero that day.
I ain't going in that water. No, thanks. Thank you, Scott, for the suggestion. All right. We'll have to try it. One of these locations.
Yeah. If you've got a suggestion, get onto the Facebook page. Triple M Mackay is where you find us.
What height are we dropping these things from, by the way?
Well, there's another thing we need to figure out too, hey. Maybe.
I feel like we should have planned all of this before we just decided to do it on the air.
That could have been a good idea, actually, yeah. But where's the fun in that?
When have we ever planned anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that, though.
Do we know where we're getting the $5,000 cash from? Is that a surprise for the... Surprise!
It's Jay and Dave's giant drop.
Thanks to Anything Environmental. Saturday, June 25th, Mackay Showground.
Yeah, $5,000 up for grabs. And very soon we'll be testing the different balls that we're going to be trialling out from a height. But how they react to how they hit the ground and the bounceability factor, well, that's not really the expertise for us. It is for the physicist, Adam Spencer. G'day, Adam.
Hey, how are you, guys? Very excited talking physics on Triple M this morning. Look, I know that a lot of your experts have PhDs in physics, so I will keep the conversation very general. I apologise in advance if I affect any qualified materials physicists listening this morning.
So how will this go? Obviously, it depends on the kind of ball we use, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, the physics of a ball bouncing are amazing. There's so many things tied up in there. The material of the ball, the temperature. If you drop a frozen baseball and a room temperature baseball onto the same surface, room temperature baseball will bounce back higher than the frozen one. In ice hockey, they freeze the pucks before the game to make them less likely to bounce around and to stick on the ice. How awesome is that?
Didn't you know that?
If the ball accidentally has some spin on it as it leaves what's holding it, it can affect the way it bounces. But yeah, it all comes down to the material. Basically, when a ball's falling, it's got what's called kinetic energy. When it hits the ground, it stops and comes back. That kinetic energy goes into deforming the ball, and then it goes back into shape and up it bounces. Now, in the extreme case, like a big ball, imagine a big ball of blue tack.
Yeah.
Drop it. It's not going to bounce at all. All the energy goes into deforming the blue tack out of shape. And it's just not a material that springs back into shape. Other end of the extreme, take a massive steel ball, a cannonball, or a big ball of rock and drop it. It hits the surface. It doesn't deform at all, just loses all its energy in noise and heat and damaging the floor. You want something in between that, and that's your bouncy ball. One of the bounciest is the golf ball. It's too hard to squeeze with your fingers, so you think it wouldn't give. But golf balls, rubberized inside, so it deforms a little bit. All the energy stays inside and is transferred into, bang, straight back up. So golf balls bounce absolute miles. But everything's like a cricket ball when it's hitting a bat. You don't think you could squash a cricket ball with your fingers. But you watch it hitting a bat. The cricket bat ball loses some of its shape. It deforms and then springs back and off it goes. So it's all to do with the material the ball's made of and how much it retains its shape once it's squeezed out of shape by the energy of the fall.
From previous experience, can we just rule out a golf ball because it always tends to find water?
The world record for the longest team runs hit a golf ball, I think, was set on an Air Force runway, that beautiful, firm concrete.
Yeah.
And someone's hit a golf ball and it's gone like a kilometre.
What?
Just bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. Yeah, then it shanks off into the river and you go and have a beer.
So, if, in your opinion, Adam, like what sort of ball? Because I think we haven't decided which surface we're going to drop the balls onto yet, whether it's concrete or whether it's grass. But what sort of ball do you think would be the best ball to use?
And are you dropping the same sort of ball each and they've just got a number on them? Is it like
yeah,
a
that's right. Yeah. So 100 of them, yeah.
Yeah, so what's going to happen there is on the way down, they're not all going to fall perfectly. A little bit of wind or one of them bumping or leaving the hand of the thing that's dropping it unevenly, they're going to spin a bit. They're all going to hit each other and then it's just on for young and old. But if you're dropping 100 balls, we do not have a supercomputer on planet Earth that can calculate where they're going to land. It's what we call chaotic motion. There are so many different forces and actions and particles acting there. Even dropping 3 balls, you'd struggle to understand the deep mathematical physics behind it. 100, there's not a computer in the world that can work this out. So once again, Triple M is setting the pace and is ahead of the curve of world physics. I'm just so proud of you for that.
So really what you're saying is we're stuffed.
Not stuffed, but it's just gloriously uncertain. If you number all the balls and you do that experiment 100 times in a row,
yeah,
you can't guarantee which ball is going to be more likely on average or anything like that. It's just beautifully chaotic motion, I think.
So this is a great... this is a perfect example that nobody knows who's going to win. This is just pure luck, this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. As opposed to the election on the weekend, I've got absolutely no idea which way this one's going to go.
All right. Thank you, Adam, for giving us absolutely no help in our plight to try and find out how the ball's going to go, mate. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, mate.
I look forward to reading the peer-reviewed research in a couple of months.
Yeah, mate.
We got peers.
Thank you, mate.
$5,000 cash. It's Jay and Dave's giant drop.
We have so many balls here in the studio.
So many balls here. We're doing this at the Mackay Showground too, by the way.
That is true, yes.
Towards the end of June.
Got the crane ready to go. $5,000 on offer to one lucky person with the closest ball to the mark.
Yep. So they'll drop from height. But we've got to try and determine which balls we're going to use.
Now, we had quite a few suggestions yesterday on different types of balls to drop.
The tennis ball was one of them.
Well, that was... I think everyone wanted to see that one.
Well, we're just... The thing that with the balls is we have to be careful about the bounce... The bounce to see if it's going to bounce off the mark.
The velocity once it hits the ground.
And we'll do this properly after the show.
Yeah.
Or sometime this week, but I've got a tennis ball here.
Okay.
So I feel like the tennis ball...
It hasn't got a lot of bounce to it.
It does have a lot of bounce.
No.
So do we want something that's going to bounce, or do we want something that's, once it hits the ground, it's just going to stop where it stays? Because potentially one of those balls is right on the mark.
Well, I think what might be best is just a little bit of bounce, but not too much. You don't want something that will, just go flying off to... Kamala or Serena or something like that,
Got a cricket ball as well with some weight in it. So if that was to fall, that would stop dead in its track.
Yeah.
From a height, I would assume. Yep. Okay.
You can hear that.
Nearly destroy the desk. We got these squishy balls.
Oh, yeah.
Which are promotional Triple M balls. But they're like a stress ball. Too bouncy, I think, for these ones. They bounce as well. So I don't know. I don't know about this.
Well, I've got a couple of footballs here. One of the ones you actually get in the claw machines.
Yeah.
Let's give that a go. Oh, it's got a little bit of bounce. Maybe too much.
My fave still is these plastic ones. You know when you go to a ball pit with the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, and they've got those like inflatable balls with air in them.
Yeah.
Like they don't bounce. They just like plonk straight to the ground.
Just like Dad in the chair.
Do you reckon this is a...
That's a good one, actually, yeah.
A front runner, this one?
I think that might be, yeah. What about the old Steadon? The Steadon, I should say.
Well, that would be the same as the actual football that you got from the claw machine.
What about if it hits it on the pointy end?
No, too much. And having 100 of those, not going to be viable.
It might be a bit big, yeah. Okay.
We should have thought about this before we came up with the promotion idea, to be honest.
Oh, this is half the journey, isn't it, really?
This is going to fail, right?
Well,
it's going to fail.
It's about a 95% chance it will. Jay and
Dave in the morning. Dave's Did You Know.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
What do you got for us today?
Hey, g'day to Glenn from Have You Seen the Old Mackay Facebook page. Mm. It's great to see that he's going to continue it on after a bit of a struggle. This one was on his page, okay? Grass Tree Beach. Used to be known by a different name.
Okay.
It was called Zelma.
Zelma?
Yeah. April 1966, they changed it. It was named after Zelma Anae de St. Helier.
Okay.
The daughter of Amadee. And that was back in 1891. Thank God they changed it.
It sounds like Zelda.
Listen to this.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Remember that TV show? Was it Zelda?
No, that was...
No, there was the...
That
what
wasn't
was that
Zelda.
Show? No, there's the girl of the show.
Yeah, it was filmed in New Zealand.
Yeah. And there was the guy.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Xena.
That's
okay.
It.
So,
listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
If you hear someone running down the beach at Grass Tree Beach, you know where that's coming from. Man.
They sound exactly the same, right? Okay, next one. What do you got?
Babies. They grow moustaches in the womb and then eat it. They found out.
Listen to this. But did you know?
Guess what?
How funny is that?
It's cool.
I can teach you.
I've never heard that.
Well, that's apparently this is the thing.
Where'd you get that information from?
That one came from TikTok, that one.
So it must be true. If you're a midwife or you know somebody who looks after this sort of stuff, can you confirm that for us? 133353.
This one, I want you to get your iPad. Okay.
Okay, yep, got it.
Get out the clock.
Okay.
Don't click on it, okay? Just see it on the desktop there.
Yeah.
Have a look at it.
Yeah.
It actually works. It's a mini working clock. I didn't know that.
Are you serious? You didn't know that?
Yeah, I thought it was just an icon.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
How did you not know that?
Because I'm not usually looking at the clock intently like you do.
Still got glasses, can't see a thing.
Oh, that's... Don't even start that.
You can't see a thing with glasses.
No, nobody would have noticed that unless they were really looking
Bull
at the icon.
Crap. Everybody knew that.
No, just you, because you're on your phone 24/7. That's it.
That's rich coming from you, Mr. Tinder Swiper. Next.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's harsh, man.
If you look at Dave's screen of his mobile phone, you can see just this like fingerprint line across his screen because he's just swiping the whole time on Tinder.
Oh, dear. The word marshmallow.
Yes.
It comes from the mallow plant, which grows in marshes. That's how it came to be. Originally, the flowers and leaves were ground together to soothe coughs and sore throats. That's how marshmallows came about.
I prefer the actual ones you buy at the shop.
Listen
or whatever.
To that. But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
How did you not know about the clock one? Honestly.
Who in their right mind sits on their phone?
133353, if you didn't know that the actual phone, the clock app on your phone, was a working clock, could you call us and tell us if you didn't know that until today?
Most of us don't give a toss. Until...
There's a difference between not giving a toss and not knowing. You said people don't know about that.
Well,
it's true, because every time you look at the clock and I can see it on the actual app, I'm like, yeah, that's a working clock.
I'm looking at the phone when someone calls me or texts me. I'm not staring at the clock on the phone.
You're also looking at it in other times too. Remember that time?
Don't say that.
All right.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Coming up in, about a month's time, the Red Shield appeal kicks off for the Salvos, Jay.
Well, it's underway now at the moment, isn't it, Dave? Dave Dobby from the Salvation Army is joining us live in our studio. Hey, mate. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Red Shield appeal is underway now. Yeah. But we've got a fundraising event coming up in June this year.
Yeah, so last week and all this week, yeah, we've been hitting the local shops and we've had all of our collectors, our amazing collectors out doing their thing. So, that's all already kicked off. But, yeah, we're looking at a first corporate event for the first time for the last couple of years. So. Yeah.
We're looking forward to this because we're involved in it as well, Jay and I. It's going to be the Ocean International Hotel on the 24th. It's a Friday, so it's a long lunch, basically, the old long lunches we used to have.
Yeah, go along and fundraise, but there's going to be some great inspirational speakers there. Mayor Greg Williamson will be in attendance as well. Mm. But this year's theme, it's not an uplight and lighthearted theme. Mm. It's something serious that does affect a lot of people in Mackay with Sundays, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so every year we focus on one of the elements that the Salvation Army really looks after, and this year it's domestic violence. So the last couple of years it's been homelessness or drug and alcohol prevention and that sort of thing. But yeah, this year, yeah, it's kind of the, I guess it's kind of the silent, you know,
issue that's
issued.
Now,
yeah. That's right, yeah.
Huge
yeah.
Now, we know that you've only just arrived here in Mackay, say, at the start of the year, basically.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of domestic violence cases come in to say g'day to you guys?
Often they're the quiet ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, they really do suffer in silence. Mm. We do have a place around town that is purpose built just for women and kids who are going through that.
Yeah.
So, we're just trying to do whatever we can to make as much money to just be able to help in that space. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, if somebody wants to come along to the luncheon on that Friday at the Ocean International, great place, and a big thank you to Holly and the team at the Ocean International for looking after us, Ryan, as well. Where do we grab tickets from, Dave?
Yeah, so if you want to go onto our Facebook page, our Mackay Salvo's Facebook page, we'll have the invitation up there and the link. So we've been sponsored this year by Explore Property. They've come on board yesterday.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome.
It's so good. So thanks to Jordan from Explore Property.
Congratulations.
It's just great to have them on board. And we're looking for other companies and local businesses to get on board as well.
Because it's a problem that affects a lot of us in our region. And what we know about Mackay Whitsundays is our Mackay region and Whitsundays region love to spend locally. So if you're going to support a charity, do it locally, because that money, it's important to say this as well, that money stays locally.
Mm. 100% of the money that we raise in this region stays in this region, which is just fantastic. It's really good. Yeah. But not only does it go to the domestic violence, we've obviously got our own programs from the Salvos that we try and run every year. So we've got the welfare program. We've got a pantry that we try and have stocked for as long as we can. That sort of, it dwindles, and then we, do a bit of a drive to get some more food in there. So just looking for, just local support to keep those things running. So
what we'll do is we'll put the details onto our Facebook page as well. Like Dave mentioned, we were on the committee this year for the Salvos to organise this fundraising luncheon. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be hopefully a huge success, so we can get some funds to where they are needed mostly in our region. So
And one of the main things, and this is kind of a bit of a dream for us, but one of our dreams for the next few years is to employ a youth worker from our centre, and to have them positioned in some schools around town. And again, that's our way of battling domestic violence right at the source. As an ex-music teacher or a school teacher in schools, you see so many days you get in and you can just see the kids have just gone through something.
Yeah.
It's so sad to see.
Yeah.
But we just want to get into the schools and just to give those kids a bit of a show of what life is like, or what life should be like.
And a light at the end of the tunnel, because sometimes that tunnel for some kids, it's too long for them,
That's so. Right. And they get into that generational thing, and that's just life for them. And that's not fair.
Becomes the norm.
That's right. Yeah. So we're trying to break that cycle, and that's what we're working towards the next couple of years. So, anyone who can jump on board with the launch is going to help with that,
Absolutely. Beautiful. We'll put the details on our website, triplem.com.au. Thank you for all the hard work you're doing in our region. We really appreciate it.
Thanks,
and thanks
guys
for coming to the studio this morning. I know it was nice and early for you.
It's all good.
Thanks. You're looking sharp in your uniform, though, mate. You look great.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm going home to bed, by the way.
Spoken by a true professional. Dave, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Thanks, appreciate guys. It. Thank you.
Jay and Dave in the morning. Mackay and the Whitsundays, only way to wake up.
I can't get enough, because it feels so right.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Great to have you along this morning. It's 20 degrees, Bacage up. That's where Sheridan may be this morning in the Triple M Street. I don't know, I'm putting it out there. Maybe she is. Maybe she's around the northern beaches of Mackay. I don't know.
Wow. Just give it away.
It's confirmed.
Yeah.
It's 25 to 7. Showers today. I'm sorry, but it's dropped down to 18 degrees. That's too cold. Friday, Saturday, it was like 19.
Yeah, look, I must admit, Friday at BB Prince Stadium, with that wind that comes through there, it was a little bit chilly. Had to have the jacket on.
Pull the jumper out. Has anyone not pulled out the jumper yet? 133.53. It's a bit cool at this stage.
Yeah, but some people have just got tough skin. It'll be minus 20 degrees and they'll still be wearing shorts and thongs. Some people are like that.
It's usually about under 25. I'm that person who will wear a jumper in 25 degree weather.
Right. Well, yeah, we know what you're like. You've got very cold blood. So you need warmth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, do so.
133.53. Let's take the calls. Have you pulled your jumper out of the cupboard yet, or do you think it's still not cold enough? 133.53.
Look, I must admit, yesterday at home I did have the blankie while watching telly.
Oh my god! Did you have socks on?
I did have socks on. They were long socks. They were footy socks too.
To anybody else in the rest of the country, they're saying Victoria, New South Wales, Canberra.
Yeah.
They all sit around and 16 degrees is their top for the day.
Yeah, well, it sucks to be them. Cold. That's the reason why we've all moved here. I
know. Cold enough for me to pull out the jumper, I reckon.
Well, you would have pulled it out halfway through summer.
Oh, very true. But still, even cold. Well, I did see on Friday, Saturday, around the CBD, it was like 19 degrees.
Yeah.
Too chilly for me.
Look, I must admit, Saturday especially, at home, just pottering around the garden, there was the jump. Yeah, I'm getting old, I know. Don't laugh.
I'm just imagining this little floral hat, and he's like walking around with an apron,
yeah,
pulling out the weeds.
Well,
and it's cardigan on.
Well, I did have the cardigan on, I must admit. It is a little bit chilly on the weekend.
Have you pulled out the winter woolies yet? 133-53 is the phone number.
Okay, let's go to Bloomsbury first. Mick, have you pulled out the winter woolies on the weekend or what?
Nah, not yet, fellas. Well, still got to few degrees to go down yet before I'll do that.
We told it was like 16 degrees there on Friday.
Well, I'm just leaving Bloomsbury now and it's 19 degrees.
So okay. All right. Yeah, it's a bit too chilly, I think.
Cold enough. I might actually have my first fire in the fire pit next weekend, though.
Well, we'll see you there.
We'll turn up unannounced. We're happy to do that.
Why not?
All right, plenty of free drinks, Bills.
Everybody else heard that too then, Mick. Thank you, mate. 133-53 is, have you pulled out the winter woolies at your place yet?
It would have been cold around North Eaton. Carla, hello.
Good morning.
The jumper out yet?
Well, I've got the light jumpers out, but we did have a fire on Friday, Saturday night.
See?
So it is starting to get down to those temperatures where you just need to rug up.
Yep, and you can snuggle under that blanket.
And I think for Queenslanders, though, we feel the cool, like, a lot harder than the rest of the country. Do you reckon?
Probably because it's mostly humid weather, and when it cools down, it's completely different.
Yep. So when we drop, like, feel a drop in, like, 5 degrees, we're like, oh, this is cold. So then you're waking up the jumper and the cardigans and stuff. So
good on you, Carla. Thanks for that. Yeah, look, might have to go out shopping because I've only got the one jacket.
Well, I remember living in Brisbane years ago as a kid, and, like, the temperatures were, like, 21 degrees, 21. Yeah. Then you move to Victoria, the top was, and you know, 19 degrees. Move to Mackay, top is 33 degrees.
When you wake up to -6, -7 degrees...
No thanks.
Yeah, that's tough.
And it disappears. It's just like...
Yeah, it covers itself up. It goes inwards.
Too much. Jay and Dave
in the morning. Friday, the grandstand. Geez, it was a great day at BB Prince Stadium, but geez, it was tiring. Like, emotionally exhausting.
Don't talk to me about being tired.
Well, oh yeah, I know you had the musical.
Talk about burning a candle at both ends.
Yeah,
but they didn't still just stop Dave. He fell asleep on the toilet, right?
Yeah, I got to work because you went home. You were really tired, and I get that. And you had to get ready for another show. But
on the can, he fell asleep on the can here at work.
Yeah, it was. It's embarrassing.
How did you wake up?
Do you really want to know?
Yes. Well, did I just ask you?
Well,
yes, I want to know.
Yeah, it gets even worse. I mean, I snored myself awake. You know how you sort of you're snoring and you're awake?
Did you know? Here's a fun fact for you. That's your brain saying, we think you're dying. You should wake yourself up. So it restarts.
So, oh, geez, wouldn't that be great? Imagine. Dying on the toilet, just like King Edward. Wow. Imagine someone else trying to... how would you know, anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, how would you know if someone fell died on the toilet if you locked the door, the cubicle?
I guess we would go looking for you, and that's probably the first place we would look, because that's where you spend half the time here at the radio station. So,
am I that predictable, am I?
Yes.
Oh, man. No, that was terrible. But yours is just as bad as well. On the way home, you went through McDonald's for a bite to eat.
North Mackay Macca's.
Yeah. G'day to the team there. And you...
This was like 3 in the morning, by the way.
You fell asleep.
There was a huge lineup. I don't know why who's buying food at that time in the morning, but I was behind a car and they were taking forever ordering. Not the staff, but the car was taking forever.
So you fell asleep instead.
But you know when you realize that you don't realize you're asleep, but you are asleep?
Oh, you're in that middle area, yes.
Yeah, so you open your eyes, you're like, oh, shit, my eyes were closed. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
How did you notice? Did you snore yourself awake
as
well?
No, I just opened my eyes. I'm like, oh, man, my eyes were shut. So,
yeah. I would have thought someone was beeping behind you.
Yours is funnier, though.
Yeah, well,
sleeping on the toilet.
Yeah. As long as it didn't fall off.
Imagine that. Somebody goes to use a cubicle and they open the door and here's Dave.
Snorting his head off.
Head down, pants down. No, thanks.
Getting old is great, isn't it?
That poor cleaner would have to resign from their job straight away.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
And I saw Albanese. Already in Japan, Dave.
Yep.
First day as a prime minister, and he's out of here.
Yep, he's gone to a summit, and he's also picking fights with China as well. I don't know if you heard that earlier.
I want to pick a fight with Albanese. Actually, anyone in the political field.
Yeah.
When I postal voted this year. So
you were smart about the whole thing, yeah.
But apparently, when Jamie went to vote, he said that the democracy sausages, they had a price tag on them.
What?
For the snags. Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Hang on a second. You make us go out on a day off to vote, and you won't even give us something for nothing?
Now, and then I also heard Elliot yesterday from AB and Elliot in the drive show, the Queensland Rush Hour. He was saying the same thing.
I swore black and blue, and I do feel very embarrassed after finding out it wasn't the case. I would have sworn on everything that was holy that when you go and vote, which I've been doing for nearly 15 years, Morgs, you go there and you get a free sausage, your democracy sausage.
I thought they were always free.
So did I. When did this change?
I don't know.
Was this a Howard government thing?
Maybe.
Or a Morrison government thing? I don't know, but yeah,
that's probably where
all
the debt came from. Every time there was an election, we were paying for all the sausages. But apparently,
how is this true? It can't be.
You know, but you know when sometimes you think about something and you think something is one way.
Yeah.
But it's just your brain telling you that's the way it's always been, but it's never been that way. Maybe this is that thing.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to the polling booth on the day of the election, because we're always working, we're always busy. We usually go in earlier.
133353, the democracy sausage. Is it free, or has it always had a price tag attached to it? Because if it's not free, I'm really dumb. Like, I thought for years. I went to IMEO State School last time we had an election, and I grabbed a sausage. I did not pay for it.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know whether that's classes stealing now, but I didn't pay for it at all.
I think the government is stealing from us, not supplying a sausage if you've got to stand up and wait in line to vote.
See, that's the first thing Albanese should change as new Prime Minister of the country. Every democracy sausage should be free.
Forget about going over to Japan. Make this happen.
Just had a... we're talking about the democracy sausage. Again, I thought it was free until I heard Elliot from AB and Elliot, the Queensland Rush Hour, yesterday.
I swore black and blue, and I do feel very embarrassed after finding out it wasn't the case. I would have sworn on everything that was holy that when you go and vote, which I've been doing for nearly 15 years, Morgs, you go there and you get a free sausage, your democracy sausage.
I was in the same boat, thought it was free. Apparently not.
That should be on the rules on the poster at the polling booth. Mm. Do you have to pay for your sausage at a polling booth? Fill in Black Speech, do you?
Well, that's the reason why I pre-poll.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't. Right. So they're not free?
Well, one, I'm yet to find one that actually has a sausage.
Oh, wow.
And two, the one that I did find that had democracy sausages, you had to pay for them.
So I don't mind if you're paying for it to go to, like, a fundraiser or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I just thought they were always free. 133353, thank you. Deb is in East Mackay. G'day, Deb.
Hey, Joe and Dave, how are you?
Good. Are they free, the sausages, or they have got a price tag on them?
No, they've always had a price tag. That's how the PNCs raise money for their schools.
So this is not exactly a democracy sausage. It's more a capitalism sausage.
It's a bribery sausage.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We'll make you come here and vote and you can get a sausage, which we thought was for free, but it's not.
Yeah, that's how the schools get their money fundraise.
Okay, look, that's fair.
I'm happy to fundraise for the schools, but I thought the government led me to believe that I was getting a free snag. But it's not free. Thank you, Deb.
Okay, we'll go to...
This is an outrageous claim. I'm sending this to Elliot from the Rush Hour.
Yeah, Kim and Glenella, we found out already that you have to pay for the democracy sausage. Should the government actually pay for the sausages and the bread and everything and just give the money for the fundraiser for the PNC?
No, it's not put on by the government. It's put on by the school.
Mm. Yeah, well, we just found this out.
Yeah, it's always, you've always paid, and sometimes they have cake stalls, and it's, the schools use it as a fundraiser or whoever wants to put it on.
I was just saying before, like, I turned up to Omeo State School last year, or the last time we had to vote, and I got one for free. I did honestly did not pay for it.
Maybe that's just because it was you.
Oh, I feel bad now. I should have given him a couple of bucks. Thank you, Kim, for the call there. 133353. I've learned something new today, actually.
To Beaconsfield, Karen, we found out the democracy sausages have a price tag. This is just wrong, isn't it?
Look, firstly, Dave, I want to say I'm feeling a bit gypped because I've been voting for 33 years and never have I come across a democracy sausage available to me at a voting stand. So I want to know where you're going to vote because I want to go and get those sausages at least.
Okay, so where are the places you've voted before?
Generally, I vote at a school. And actually, that's the key to the price on the democracy sausages is because often those stalls are run by the schools.
Mm.
So what I've heard is it's an opportunity for the school PNCs to make a few dollars on the hall hire and do a bit of fundraising for their school while they're at it.
I think they need a democracy kebab.
I'm going to campaign. Yeah. I'm going to become a politician.
Or a democracy bacon and egg burger.
Exactly right. Yeah. Make them free. Thank you for the call there. Thanks for clearing that up for us this morning, folks. There you go.
This is just...
Learned something new today, all because of Elliot from the Rush Hour.
What sort of world do we live in now where we have to pay for a democracy sausage?
Ridiculous. Next, you'll be telling me I have to pay for the napkin as well. Ridiculous.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would sing you it. Rather?
Ooh, daggiest yeah. intro to a segment we do on the show ever.
Well, the segment itself is daggy. That's why we love it.
Fits right on in with the Spooky Show.
What's today's one?
Would you rather? And I just told this on our. We're live on our Facebook page at the moment. So our viewers there, all. Two of you already know what today's is.
Yeah.
Would you rather be able to control the emotions of those around you or be able to control the weather whenever you want?
Right. See, I would rather be able to control the emotions of those around me. The reason being...
I'm not a fan of that.
Why?
Because...
Okay.
I just don't. I feel like somebody else's emotions has got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, but you, like, put it in a different areas, okay? If someone's feeling down, it sort of brings down the house, doesn't it, really? The conversation. It, as well as that, if you're at
Can
the
you
stadium...
Hear him? He's drowning over there.
Oh, please.
He's drowning.
Keep going. I'm just saying I would rather control the emotions. Like, you want people to be excited when they're at the football all the time, even if your team's not doing so great. You still want to G them up, so, you know, create that happy vibe all around. So if I had a magic wand, just go, alakazam. Whoosh.
No, weather. The weather, you can control that. If you got cyclones coming towards us, being prone to them here in Mackay with Sundays.
Yeah.
Rainy days like today, all overcast days.
Those can be good.
Sick and tired of it. Bugger it off. See ya.
So you just want sunshine and lollipops?
Yeah. But then some days where you would want an overcast rainy day, like, say, for example, if you've got an event that you don't want to go to, you could bring a shower or two, and then you're like, oh, it's postponed. Sorry. See?
Oh,
that's smart.
Wow.
That is smart. 133353. What would you rather? Would you rather be able to control emotions of those people around you or be able to control the weather whenever you want?
All right, 133353. Most votes wins.
And one person will get a ball into our giant drop. The best answer this morning. We'll take your calls up in a second. We're in the middle of Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
A segment we do every Wednesday morning.
It's just a bit of a laugh.
We give you a scenario. You can't sit on the fence with these things. You have to choose one of the following, right?
So today's one.
Would you rather control the emotions of those around you or be able to control the weather, like the rain, the storms, all that sort of stuff, whenever you want?
I love your reasoning sometimes. Like, change the weather or control the weather just so you can get out of a party that you don't want to go to.
Hashtag introverts represent. And then for some reason, there'd be storms every day for a whole year. Love that.
I'd still like to be able to control those emotions of people around me. 133353. G'day, Vicky.
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
So tell us, what would you rather, control the weather or control the emotions of those people around you?
Look, I would rather be able to control my own emotions first before trying to control other people.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So by default, I'd have to say the weather.
Yeah, I feel, and somebody brought up a good point too. The weather can control people's emotions.
Yes, absolutely it can.
Yep.
It controls everybody's emotions. So, with a dreary day like today, yep. I reckon it's a pyjama day.
See, I told you.
That's not emotions,
why
though.
Why didn't Albanese put that on his posters? Pyjama day. Like, he would have got... Oh, he did get into Prime Ministership. That's right. Maybe ScoMo should have done that. Thank you, Vicky.
Natasha's in Andergrove. How are you, Natasha?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good. So what would you rather?
I'd rather the weather because, yep. like, if you have a birthday party and then it starts raining... It's completely out of whack and you can't have the kids' birthday party.
See?
Well, I don't know about that. You can still have it inside. I mean, McDonald's playrooms are great.
Yeah, but if you already organised it for, like, the park or something, you've got to go through and message every parent.
Exactly, yeah.
And if you didn't get an RSVP, you don't know if parents are going to turn up at the park.
See, I feel like you'd use that superpower for good, Natasha.
Yes, definitely.
So. What about controlling the emotions of kids around you?
Well, you don't really need to be in control of that because you can do it already.
Yep.
Like, if my kids get upset, you can change their mood pretty fast. Like, you wouldn't have to have a superpower to control their emotions.
So, look, you're very logical, Natasha. We're going to give you one of our balls to our giant drop.
Awesome, thank you.
Stay there for a second. We'll grab your details. She's right. She's absolutely right.
Oh, I don't know about that. How many kids do you see chucking a tansy at Coles at Parkside Plaza?
Because it's me, that doesn't affect me. I'm like, see your parent, have fun with that for the rest of the day. Walk off and I continue on my happy, merry way.
But what about the parent?
See your parent, have a good fun time with that.
Wow.
Not my issue.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Do you remember yesterday she gave us her impersonation of somebody from the Thornberries?
I have no idea what
cartoon
it was.
Cartoon character. Woeful impersonation, apparently.
It sounded a little bit like the Tasmanian Devil from the Hanna-Barbera, I think it was.
Mm.
The cartoons. That's what it sounded like.
Well, I did my impersonation of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And you all laughed. So people said, oh, look, how do we win a ball for the giant drop? I said, well, how about we put the two together?
Yeah.
Who do you do?
Who do you do?
Okay, so we want you to give us an impersonation.
Yeah.
TV character, movie actor, politician, whoever. The best one will win a guaranteed ball for our giant drop. Potentially, you could win $5,000 cash.
That's quite prestigious.
Yeah.
And very generous of you, too.
And everybody wants this, can I tell you?
Yeah. So, you can only just do Scooby-Doo?
That's all I can do.
All right.
Who can you do?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, please. Drumroll, please. Well, you didn't give us anything yesterday.
Well, yeah, I had to think about it.
You better be good. Well, this is going to be completely embarrassing.
Here's Johnny. Okay. Wasn't as good as I expected. Because I just heard it back as well.
Who do you do? Oh, God. He's very embarrassed now. I love that. 1-3-3-5-3. Call us. Give us... maybe you've got an impersonation of Dave.
Well, that'll be easy for everyone.
Hey, about 8:15 this morning. This unfolded yesterday on the show.
Yeah.
So Sheridan from the Triple M Street Patrol did a woeful...
rendition of something.
Or impersonation of something from the Thornberries, I think it was called. I'm assuming that's what it was called.
I don't even know what the Thornberries are.
So we got a message from a few people on our Facebook page saying, fun fact for you, is the character that she tried to recreate was actually voiced by Flea from the Chili Peppers.
Get out, serious?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
That's why Sheridan sounded like nothing like it. So we thought, okay, let's get some people to do some impersonations. I tried to do my Scooby-Doo one.
Yeah. Failed
big time. You did your Jack Nicholson, wasn't it?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Yeah. Do it again.
Here's Johnny. That was terrible again. Can I try Arnold Schwarzenegger? Because everybody can impersonate Arnie, can't they?
Go.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the what?
The chopper.
I've never heard that. I know what? I'll be back. Like that one, but I don't know how to get to the chopper.
It's not a tumor.
Why does he sound like that? So now we're going to get you to do some impersonation for us. We're going to call it Who Do You Do?
Catchy. 133353, if you want to give it a go, maybe score one of those balls in the giant drop. We've got 100 of them to give away.
So if you've got somebody that you can do, 133353, try and make it at least a little bit like the actual person. Who are we going to first?
We'll go to Rural View with Tim, mate. You can do Jim Carrey.
All right. Now are you here today? All righty then.
That's good.
And then, all righty then.
I remember that.
That's funny.
What movie? Is that Ace Ventura?
Pet Detective.
Oh, yeah, Pet Detective. Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that Ace Ventura? Where he crawled out of the rhinoceros's bum. Do you remember that?
That's right. That was the worst scene ever in a movie.
But hilarious.
Yeah.
Only Jim Carrey could get away with that. Thank you. We've got your phone number there. Stay there for a second, Tim. 133353 is a number. Who do you do?
Now you can't get that image out of your head, can you?
I'm still on the fence at this stage for that one.
Okay. We'll go to Chris in Walkerson. Chris, you can do Elmer Fudd.
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
You have to be very, very quiet. We're hunting rabbits because it's rabbit season.
You sound like Peter Griffin, not like Elmer Fudd.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell? We'll give both of you one of those for a giant drop, all right? Good luck. $5,000 cash. Well, thanks to Anything Environmental in Padgett. I like this game.
We should do this more often.
Who do you do?
Yeah. Maybe we can.
Oh, hang on. Here's the thing.
Maybe do it on, a monthly basis, and someone has to come up with who we should do.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a spin on it.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield!
You close your eyes, it's this spitting
it's
image.
Exactly like that. There you go, McKinney, with Sunday's another stellar podcast. Well, when we say stellar, just a lowercase s, not a capital S.
Well, you got to think it's us.
Yeah.
So for us, it's stellar. Mm. For everyone else, mediocre.
Very much mediocre. The question's been asked quite a few times. Why are we still on The Breakfast Show after all these years? And the answer is they just have nobody to fill in. So you can catch us weekdays on Triple M Mackay with Sundays, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whitsundays, and live here on the Listener app.